Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it could have been better. It could have been worse. Let's recap the losing card for Saturday. Well, at least college basketball was kind to me. And since we're running out of games, I'll take that. I cash on Purdue minus the 9 against North Carolina State. Not the most beautiful basketball game, but in the end, the Boilermakers pull away, they cover, and I get to cash. And then I finally get to experience cashing UConn in the NCAA tournament. I was laying 11.5, so when that game was tied in the 50s in the second half, and the North Dakota kid Grant Nelson was taking over the game for a bit, you know I was kicking myself. I was like, oh boy, I should have bet the Crimson Tide. I knew I should have bet Alabama. But when they posted the final score on TBS, I was smiling from ear to ear and had a sense of relief as I finally cash a ticket involving the UConn Huskies in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, why didn't I back the defending champs this entire time? The bankroll would be sitting a whole lot better had I done that. National championship line just came out, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to bet UConn, but it's at 6 right now. And normally they say to bet the favorite right away, because it normally steams up. But the KenPom number on this national championship game, he has UConn winning 75-72. So I'm hoping maybe it drops down to 5.5 to 5. I don't know if I'm going to put it in tonight or not, but I will be betting UConn in the national championship game. Total got posted at 147.5. I kind of feel that's a little bit high. Well, I know I'm going to bet the first half under, so that's already going to be a for sure thing because I do that on every single tournament game, but I think the game total might be a little bit heavy there too at the 147.5. Probably won't have an official play on that, but that's at least the early gut reaction to the line coming out. Major League Baseball, I don't want to talk about it, I guess. That's why I'm getting distracted. Not a good day for me. I'm not seeing the card. I go 1-4. I had the Twins first 5-run line. Well, Joe Ryan made a big mistake. It resulted in a 3-run dinger. Twins couldn't overcome it, and I lose the ticket. I had the Blue Jays first 5 money line. I bragged up Kevin Gausman and his great road ERA for the Blue Jays. Well, he didn't reward me. He gave up 6 stinking runs to the Yankees early in that game at Yankee Stadium, and I get crushed there. I had Baltimore on the first 5-run line, and they do what they always do for me. They get down 3-0, and I lose the ticket. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. Then my Nerfy bets, I go 1-1. I lose on the D-backs and the Braves. I had Max Fried on the bump for the Braves. He had a 2-something ERA each of the last 2 years. He gives up a crooked number in the first. Not a small crooked number. He gives up a 6 spot in the first inning. So egg on my face with that bet. I do cash on the Astros and the Rangers, Nerfy, at the plus 105. So I go 3-4 for the day. Like I said, it could have been better. It could have been worse. I'll take it, and we'll move on to the next. So let's start with the NCAA Women's National Championship. It's South Carolina minus the 6.5 over Iowa. So Dawn Staley has won a pair of NCAA national championships at South Carolina. In 2017, they beat Mississippi State by 12. In 2022, they beat UConn by 15. So both of those national championship games were double-digit victories. And after having Iowa end the 36-0 season last year at the Final Four, there is absolutely no chance I'm going to bet against him today. I'm a sucker for revenge spots, and this is the ultimate revenge spot against Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes. Plus, South Carolina, they have my required Minnesota connection. Number 5 is Tessa Johnson. She's a freshman from Elbertville, Minnesota. My daughter loves to go shopping in Elbertville. They have an outlet mall there. Johnson played 25 minutes and scored 9 points on Friday. So I'm going to lay the number here with the Gamecocks of South Carolina minus the 6.5 over Iowa. Next up, we got a Major League Baseball. Just 3 games on the card. I'm not seeing the card to begin with. I'll have a ton of props in the newsletter for those of you that get that. But here we go. My first play is a money line on the Minnesota Twins minus the 130 against the Cleveland Guardians. So the Guardians have won the first 2 in this series in Minneapolis by the scores of 4-2 and 3-1. The Twinkies had just 2 stinking hits on Saturday, with one of those originally scored an error. Thank you for changing it to a hit. Otherwise, it was a one-hit effort. Twin starter Bailey Obert was about as bad as he could be on Easter Sunday. He went 1 1/3 innings, giving up 8 runs, 8 hits, and 3 homers at Kansas City. Yes, it looked like batting practice right over the middle. Cleveland bats, though, are just 7-43 against Obert in his career, a .163 batting average against. Meanwhile, Minnesota bats have struggled against Guardian starter Tristan McKenzie. They're 15-101. That's a .149 batting average. McKenzie also struggled in his first start this year. 3 1/3 innings, 5 runs allowed against Seattle. So I could make a case for almost any type of bet. Based on how the 2 starters performed in their first start, I could go the over. But both teams have done a poor job hitting against the pitcher over the career, so I could back the under. But my gut says that Minnesota doesn't get swept at home today, so I'm going to play the Twins on the money line, minus the 130 against the Guardians. Next up on the card, it's a first 5 run line. It's the Baltimore Orioles, minus the half a run at the Pittsburgh Pirates, plus money here at the plus 105. So I hit my first bet of the year on Baltimore. Since that time, between the podcast and the newsletter, I've managed to lose 5 straight bets on a team that is 5-3 on the season. The O's managed just 4 hits yesterday in an 11-inning loss. It's a new day today, though. Marco Gonzalez is on the bump for the Bucs. 5.22 ERA and a 1.46 whip last year with Seattle. He went 5 innings, giving up 1 run against Washington to open the season. Meanwhile, Dean Kramer gets the call for the O's. A 4.12 ERA, a 1.31 whip last season, 5 1/3 innings, 3 runs allowed against Kansas City to open his season. So my team seemed to get down 3-0 or 3-1 early. That was the case again for Baltimore on Saturday. I'm hoping the Baltimore bats, though, can reverse that trend for me today. I'm on Baltimore on the first 5 run line, minus the half a run at Pittsburgh at the plus 105. Then the final game of the card for me, you can roll your eyes with this one. It's a first 5 run line. The Miami Marlins, yes, the winless Miami Marlins, minus the half a run at the St. Louis Cardinals at the plus 140. So the Marlins are plus 105 in the first 5 money line, but I'm going to get a little greedy here and take the plus 140. I like the run line. I'm a big Max Meyer fan. He's a Minnesota kid. 7 scoreless innings this spring, 5 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits against the Angels to open the season. I also tend to fade Kyle Gibson. Hasn't always worked out for me, or at least not as much as I would like, that's for sure. Gibby went 7 strong, giving up just 2 runs at San Diego to open the season. He struggled mightily this spring with a 7.80 ERA over 15 innings. He had a 4.53 ERA last season. The Marlins are 0-9 this year. This is baseball. Even the A's and Rockies already have 2 wins. Plus 140 in the first 5 is worth the risk for me. Today is the day the Marlins start strong. I'm on the first 5 run line with Miami Marlins, minus the half a run at St. Louis at the plus 140. So let's recap my card for a Sunday. Yes, it's a shorter card. I'm just not seeing baseball, so I condensed it a little bit. College basketball, women's national championship today. I'm on South Carolina to get revenge, minus the 6.5 over Iowa. Major League Baseball, I'm on the Twinkies to win a game at home. I'm on the Minnesota Twins, minus the 130 against the Cleveland Guardians. First five run line, I'm on the Baltimore Orioles, minus the half a run at the Pittsburgh Pirates at the plus 105. First five run line, I'm on the Miami Marlins, minus the half a run at the St. Louis Cardinals at the plus 140. So that's my card for Sunday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.